With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin forest products industry annually produces more than $24 billion worth of products. A recent executive order from President Trump could boost the industry, but some fear the increase in timber production will come at the cost of wildlife and water quality. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Called the immediate expansion of American timber production, President Trump's executive order calls for reducing the impacts of what he calls heavy-handed federal policies so that the U.S. can increase timber production and reduce wildfire risk. Henry Schenebeck is the executive director of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association. He doesn't know that the order will have a huge impact on this region because it's already one of the top timber-producing regions within the Forest Service, but he does believe there's room for improvement.
People are starting to see the value of using wood, more real wood, for building their homes and that type of thing. So I think from that aspect, we have some huge opportunity here.
Schenebeck stressed there are checks in place to make sure this doesn't lead to clear cutting of forests, saying that sustainable timber harvest is good for both healthy forests and a healthy forest products industry.
Our main focus is to make sure that we always have trees and that we always have access to them. And it wouldn't be in our best interest to just go cut the forest down and not have any trees left.
Wisconsin's Greenfire is a conservation group which focuses on science-based approach to managing natural resources. One of its members, Ron Eckstein, points to the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest as a good example of balancing timber production and other natural resources. The Schwamigan-Nicolet is regularly one of the top timber-producing national forests in the country, selling roughly 120 million board feet of timber annually.
So they really are harvesting a lot of timber. And they've done that by following all the rules, the Endangered Species Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, and the forest plan.
Eckstein also says while timber is a big product of the national forest system, so is wildlife habitat, water quality, and recreation.
These are all elements of the national forest, timber just being one of them. And if you just say, okay, timber, and forget about everything else, that really doesn't work very well.
Eckstein also called it inconsistent to order an increase in timber production while cutting thousands of Forest Service staff that manage the land. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A person was found dead following a house fire Thursday morning in Lincoln County. It's not yet known if the person died because of the fire. First responders were called to the fire at a home in the town of Bradley just after 6 a.m. The whole house was on fire by the time they arrived. Tomahawk, Nokomis, and Cajun fire departments put out the fire. Afterwards, a body was found inside while the fire was being extinguished. State fire marshals, Wisconsin Department of Justice, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office are investigating. The identity of the victim is not being released just yet. One of many federal agencies facing cuts by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. As states like Wisconsin brace for what's often a severe spring weather season, scientists say the cuts could threaten people's safety. More from Judith Ruiz Branch.
NOAA employees have been told to expect layoffs of up to 20% or more than 1,000 jobs. Some have already begun. Among other roles, NOAA's National Weather Service provides data used by most weather forecasters, including for warnings and advisories. Bernadette Woods Plackey is the chief meteorologist with Climate Central.
Because of NOAA data, we know when to evacuate ahead of storms, fires. We know when not to evacuate, which is also really critical because that saves a lot of money and a lot of time.
There are five National Weather Service offices that cover Wisconsin. Woods Plackey adds, beyond short-term predictions, data from NOAA helps farmers understand what to plant and when to harvest, especially as crop hardiness zones shift due to climate change. NOAA's climate and storm data dates back to 1950 and goes beyond U.S. borders. Woods Plackey says unstable governments can interrupt data gathering.
When you get that gap in the data, it invalidates the long-term data set. You can't carry it with the same weight to tease out longer-term trends, to keep people safe and prepared on longer-term shifts that we're seeing.
She adds global groups also use NOAA's data, including the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the United Nations. Some argue that services NOAA offers can instead be privatized, but David Dixon with Covering Climate Now says that shows a misunderstanding.
To argue against NOAA not being useful because we have private companies offering weather apps would be to argue against farmers because we have grocery stores. It really does fund the invisible backbone of virtually everything we consume.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the USDA is making progress with its five-pronged strategy to combat bird flu and lower egg prices. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
On a call with lawmakers and reporters, Rollins said up to $100 million is now available for projects that explore best practices to prevent the spread of bird flu, new therapeutics that can treat infected flocks, and potential vaccine candidates.
While USDA is exploring the viability of vaccinating poultry for HPAI, the use of any vaccine has not been authorized at this time.
Currently, poultry flocks with infected birds are culled to prevent the spread of the virus. Some producers and industry groups have expressed concerns in the past that a vaccine would make it difficult to detect which birds are infected, which could impact trade. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently suggested letting bird flu burn through flocks to see which ones have natural immunity. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages people to fix lakes to help conserve water. It's in recognition of the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week, which is now in progress. Household lakes can waste more than 1 trillion gallons of water annually nationwide, costing consumers millions of dollars. Checking things like household faucets and toilets can make a difference. You can also replace shower heads with ones that are more efficient. Find more information on the DNR's Water Conservation and Efficiency webpage. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.